We are more than what we see. Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If we listen, we can hear it. If we look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul. Every piece can make us whole. So
welcome to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a life and relationship coach, as well as an MBTI practitioner. I have been in the mental health industry genre for about 40 of my 50 years on the planet. I knew that I wanted to be something better than a shrink, although my son will just call me a shrink in denial. I knew at a very young age that I didn't agree with the mental health and pharmaceutical industries of the United States of America, because they really like to label people and they liked to pump them full of drugs. So about 30 years ago, shortly after I got married and started having children, I saw on television something, a life coach. What's that? The coaching industry. It was this whole new genre of helping people. And I thought, you know what? Coaching, that sounds good. You know, I don't want to label people as mentally ill and pump them full of drugs that just make them feel worse. Coaching, they give you a strategy and equipment to score in the game of life. That means you're going to win a game. You're not just going to feel bad about yourself when you're done verbally vomiting for an hour. Yeah, my mom took me to a lot of shrinks, and they basically, after she said, fix my daughter, said, yeah, no, she's not fixable. And yeah, you're not really going to like what we have to tell you. So do you want to hear all of the gory details? And she said, no, I'll just take her somewhere else until I hear what I want to hear. And that's my husband calling me. Now, what I have to tell people is that you're actually not mentally ill most of the time. And what I noticed just from being married and raising three children, the exact same people could do the exact same thing different ways. Wait a minute. Okay, so if you do the same thing just in a different way, does that mean something else? Or different people could do the same thing for a different reason. Wait a minute now. That makes it more complicated. Actually, no, it makes it more simple. So today I'm going to be talking about reconnecting with yourself. You don't have to be labeled as mentally ill, but you do need to synchronize, to synergize. Yeah, that's important. It's important to know who you are in order to connect with other people. When I said to people on LinkedIn, because I have more than a few groups and some connections and followers, about getting reconnected, how being disconnected undermines our synergy, I thought, okay, you know what? First thing I'm going to do on the show today is give the definition of synergy. Okay, so you know what? Let's go ahead and Google it. You put up synergy on Wikipedia, it'll say, it's the combined effect of two or more entities, groups, or elements working together to produce a result greater than the sum of their individual efforts. Okay, wait a minute. So basically, we don't add to each other. We empower each other and we facilitate each other. Well, okay, let's think of that logistically. If we're talking quantitatively, one person is a 3 and the other person is a 6. Okay, so we're not 9 when we combine. We're not even 18. We're 6 to the third power. That's 216. But wait a minute. What if we're 3 to the sixth power? That's 729, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know the potential that you have When you combine, you know what? Your effort, your time, your skills, your abilities with someone else, unite with them, you can do amazing things in the world. You can make positive, proactive changes. It's just a matter of knowing how to do it. What are the tricks? So if you have any questions today, I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can go ahead and call the station. It's 888-627-6008. I'm going to be talking about a couple of different ideas, different concepts, but combining them throughout the show so that the pieces kind of come together to form the whole picture of not only getting together with other people to empower them, but also to really make sure that what you are letting them connect to with you is high quality. When you have a good, high quality version of your soul, that's your heart and your mind and your body and your spirit. And you are making their lives exponentially better. But is it important to know what quality state you're in? Yeah, because there's a difference between being detached and disconnected. Okay, what's the difference? It kind of sounds like the same thing, but it's not. Detached is about what's around you, outside of you, externally. Disconnected is from yourself. Yeah, now that's really the crux. That's the bottom line. What's going on outside of you in your external world and what's going on inside of you? How well do you know yourself? Now, this is something I love to tell people, that I think Spanish is a superior language for this one word, conocer, C-O-N-O-C-E-R. That means to know someone, a person. That's different from saber, S-A-B-E-R. That's knowing information. We are not a list of details and facts on a sheet of paper. We are features and facets and elements. We make have, you know, we do, we are many things in many ways. And so when we know who we are, we can then say to people, this is who I am. This is what I think and feel and need. And this is what I can bring to the table. Hey, yeah, now see this. This is where the power truly comes. What I'm offering you is a very high quality version of my gifts and talents and strengths and abilities. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another thing I tell people. There are three principles to synergy. There's no inertia. We are always moving. We are moving towards each other, away from each other, or with each other. Number two, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. Okay, and then the third one is power comes with accountability, not just responsibility. Do you believe that you are truly accountable, not only for the things that you say and do, but the things you think and feel around people? People now, especially in 2026 with technology pretty much dictating everything we do all day, every day in our daily life, we have detached from each other personally because we're doing everything electronically. But how often do we not even know what's going on inside of us because we're so focused on what's going on around us? Okay, again, the number to this station is 888-627-6008. Now, before I take a break, I'm actually going to ask you to think about this, sort of a rhetorical question. What do you think is worse, doing something that you're not, or not doing what you truly are? Now, obviously, they're happening at the same time, so it can be hard maybe to identify the difference and really specify which one is even going on at any given time. But when you stop and think about what do you think is worse in life, being something that's not true and organic to you, or stifling and inhibiting what is? There's different effects in different situations with different circumstances, and they're both harmful. It's just a question of, well, to other people or to yourself? Because again, while they're happening at the same time, they are mutually exclusive issues. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but the number to the station again is 888-627-6008. So feel free anytime during this hour to go ahead and give me a call if you have a question about what I'm discussing, because I might be moving a little fast for some people, but it's good information, so stick with me. Thank you so much for listening to this show. This is one very, very special and important to me personally. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. We'll be right back. Not just words, but energy. That's the power of synergy.
Sixteen ways to see the world. Every mind a flag unfurled. What you think is black and white might be someone else's light. Lines they speak, there's a strength inside the weak, not just who we show outside, there's a deeper truth inside. If we learn to understand, we can finally take a stand, not against but side by side, with awareness as our guide.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. And again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. If you have any questions or even comments, if you want to contribute your personal opinion about these different topics, these different themes, please feel free to go ahead and call in. Now, what I was talking about in the first segment was synchronizing. To synergize, we have to get in sync with each other. We have to be doing the same thing, maybe not the exact same activity, but at least for the same reason or in the same way. There has to be some unity in purpose, and that will be the foundation for our united performance. Okay, so now think about this. How often would you say you are detached? And how much of that is actual disconnection? Because again, the detachment is from other people and other things, but disconnection is personal. Some people had to, as a survival mechanism, literally turn off parts of their soul. My husband came from a place in Mexico that was very survivalist, survival of the fittest. And when we got married, I said, honey, why are you doing that? That's very weird. He said, because you don't know. You don't know what's out there, and you got to survive in the world we live in. And I said, okay, but I've never had to do that. And you know what? It's working pretty good for me. I don't know why you believe that. Your experience has just told you that, but let's try something else. So I explained to him something that's very, very personally important to me. Positive is more powerful than negative. Yeah, it's a concept of you can conquer evil with good, because one of two things is going to happen. When you are sending out positive, not only thoughts and feelings and vibrations, but actually displaying it in your behavior, in your speech, you are basically telling people, I have a very healthy world that you can come into if you want to share in that high quality state of being with me. One of two things is going to happen. People are either going to get really, really surprised, pleasantly surprised, and go, hey, you mean I can actually share in that with you? Yeah, okay, I'll stop being whatever I'm being right now, because that feels good. Or they're going to get angry, they're going to get upset and frustrated and try to undermine you. And then when you have that positive energy and say, actually, I don't like that negative energy and that negative activity, so I'm not going to participate in it. I'm going to continue being positive and proactive and upbuilding, right? If you want to join me, you are more than welcome to change the way that you're being, because I'm not going to change. I'm not going to become negative. Well, then they're probably going to go away if they truly are toxic. But ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that most people are inherently evil people, that they're negative, they want to hurt you. No, they don't. Most of the time, they're one of four things, okay? I call them the four I's: ignorant, indifferent, impotent, or incompetent. If you get good quality vibrations with people, and if you synchronize and you synergize with people, you actually get past those issues of ignorance. They might not know, or indifference. They have disconnected from themselves. There's a part of them that's actually turned off. Or how about impotent? They just don't have the power to carry out what in their heart they really want to do, or they're incompetent. They don't have the skills, at least not high quality skills. So again, let's go back to the synergy, okay, back to the numbers. If you have 6 and 3, you know what? Okay, so let's just add 1, okay? How about 7 to the third power instead of 6 to the third power? You know what? 7 to the third power is 343. That's more than 216. Not just a little bit. That's considerably more. That's 100 more, just because it's been improved a little bit in quality. Okay, well, let's 7 and 3. How about you say, but 3, I'm only a 3. And someone else says, but hey, I'll be the exponent, 3 to the 7th power. That's 2,187. That's a whole lot more than 343. So then ask yourself this: are you the base, or are you the exponent in a relationship? When you get yourself into a higher quality state, yeah, you can actually have an impact on people significantly. Impressive. Wow. Okay. You have the opportunity to be impressive. But this is something that I tell people. Unfortunately, the world we live in, it's very much about self-centered pursuits, narcissism, me first, more. Okay, well, let's think about this in terms of spirituality. There's balance, okay? Balance, but you can be centered. Okay, wait a minute. Now that's, again, the internal and external thing. Balance is about what's around you. Centered is inside. Okay, so if you have something in abundance, then you know what? You have more than what you need, right? Externally. But when it has become excessive, it has penetrated you internally to your core. You are off balance. Now, ballet, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it was my whole life, through young childhood, adolescence, puberty, young adult womanhood. Yeah, it really did help me understand that spinning around on your toes with your arms and legs flailing all over the place was not about balance. It was about being centered. That meant that the little tiny spot on the top of my shoe, my toe shoe, that I had to put my entire 110, 120, 130 by the time I was done, pounds of weight, it had to be where the line from the top of my head to the base of my stomach, all the way down to the tippy toe where the shoe was on the ground, had to be a straight line. Oh my God, how hard was that? Because if my arms and legs are doing a whole lot of other things, how can I keep that straight line? By being very aware of everything going on inside of me. Do you know how things are going on inside of you? What's the status? What's the quality? Here we go. Quality is more important than quantity. And we're going to talk a little bit more about being the base number as opposed to being the exponent. What do you believe your gifts and talents and strengths and abilities are that you can say to people, look, I have these amazing potential opportunities to do phenomenal things in the world. Do you want to join me? Do you want to be with me? Okay, you know what? People might be having a hard time because they're they're detached or disconnected, but you know what? Maybe they just have one of the issues. They're ignorant or they're indifferent, they're impotent or they're incompetent. If they see and hear you really being those examples of strength and ability and flexibility and endurance, okay, then you're inspiring them. You're motivating them to be a higher quality version of themselves. You know what? You may think that because you've said, I don't care. Yeah, I'm indifferent. That's a get out of jail free card. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, indifference is negative energy. And again, there is no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. So if you say to someone, you know what, I'm getting kind of toxic here. I need to just take a step back. Like we did in ballet class, the teacher would literally say, you are off center. Get away from the group. Go recenter yourself. And when you have got it back together, you can come back to be part of the group. Yeah, whether you want to believe it or not, you are going to have effect on people. It's either going to be a positive or a negative one. Okay, putting the mask on yourself first has to be for the ultimate goal of being beneficial to the whole group. Okay, so again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Feel free to call in if you have a question or even a comment about what we're talking about, because what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But you have to know what that involves in order to effectively have that good impact on others. So this is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. I actually started out as a life coach, but people said, a life coach, you know what? That's too vague. It's too general. You have to have a niche, an area of expertise, a specialty. And I thought, okay, because this was about 15 years into my work. I've been doing this for over two decades now. And when people said you need to have an area of expertise, I said, well, let me think about what people have been coming to me for in the way of advice. Sometimes they wanted help managing their time. Sometimes it was about money. Sometimes it was finding a career. Sometimes it was about the family members that they lived with driving them crazy. The only consistent theme that I could see presenting itself in each of these situations was getting the people in their lives in those different situations and circumstances together, right, with them on the same page, working in cooperation, not competition. The trust and the appreciation and the respect really either, in some cases, just needed to be established, but in most cases, really needed to be strengthened and refined a little bit, improved. But people needed to get back together. Okay, so now when before I took the break, I said we were going to be talking about how an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yeah, Do you believe that people are worth the investment? Are people a good return on your investment? There's time, there's money, there's energy, and there's effort. What do you invest when it comes to relationships? Ask yourself this. And again, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, if you think about what relationships really do require, do you understand that we are built to have connections? We are not like animals. We are not about survival, because survival is about having babies and then killing each other. Well, whoever is best isn't going to die. Okay, we're not like that. We want to synchronize. We want to synergize, because when we know that we have the potential to do exponentially more, and not only in quantity, but higher quality, we are more willing to make the sacrifice. Okay, let me ask another question here, sort of a rhetorical question. Surrender, sacrifice, you have to surrender. Is surrender giving up to you? When you say, I'm going to surrender, is that the same thing as giving up? No, it's not, because surrender means you are still personally vested in what you are doing. You are very committed to the work that you do, and you are performing a higher quality version of what you would have done before, because you are no longer in a power struggle with whoever it is that you are operating with, that you are functioning with. Do you know how many people in your world at this time really and truly think highly of your ability to let go of your need to control everything and force things that maybe they're just not meant to happen? That's a very important foundation for trust. Now, yeah, let's go ahead and go back to the very important art, appreciation, respect, trust of what I call AIM, A-I-M. Okay, now this is the source. A in art is appreciation. The A in AIM is ability. The R in art is respect. The I in AIM is intentions. Do you respect people's intentions? Do you appreciate their abilities? But at the T in art is trust. The AIM, the M is motives. Do you trust their motives? This is a way that you can do kind of an inventory of what's your attitude? What's your general spirit? Is it a positive or a negative attitude when you're with people? What if you don't have high quality appreciation, respect, and trust of their abilities and intentions and motives? Are you at least trying? See, you know what? That's the other really great thing about people. They're incredibly forgiving. If they can see that you are sincerely trying to give them something in the form of a high quality connection, you don't need an excessive amount, because the abundance that you will have is mental and emotional. Ability and respect, yeah, trusting, intentions, their motives, their appreciation, whoa, all of these amazing things, they more than surpass any limitations or failures that we have personally. So that when we come together, then we can actually do an inventory and say, wait a minute, what are your abilities? What are your skills? Do you believe that you are born with a personality that has gifts and talents and strengths and abilities? If you know how to use those from the very beginning of your connection with someone, then you will prevent a lot of the frustration and failures that people kind of assume are inevitable. No, they're not. If you have that understanding and you can specify, because you've communicated, effectively communicated with the people in your life, that you can say, not only do I know who you are, but I appreciate and respect and trust your abilities and your intentions and your motives. So let's get past all of the other unnecessary, stupid stuff that we get caught up on and confused by, unfortunately, most of the time. Then things like inertia, inability, indifference, ignorance. Yeah, all those things, they never have to happen because we're very, very focused on something very specifically, united in purpose when we synergize. Oh man, you know what? Healthy attachment to others, that's the foundation for personal fulfillment. Look, but I'm an introvert, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, that you can be an introvert, meaning you don't have to have a large number of people around you, but the relationships that you have are very, very meaningful, and they're profound, and they're special. Yeah, that's why you only need a handful. I only need a handful because the ones that I have are so high quality. My husband, very, very extroverted. He can pretty much become friends with anybody that he has a conversation more than 2 minutes, right, with while he's standing in line. And that's wonderful. And I'm sure if I were just to do a real quick once over with my beautiful technology in the world and say, how many people like my husband, probably about 2 or 3 million, because he's been in 2 different countries in 4 different states, and he's literally done work where he saw hundreds of people daily. Yeah, because he's a nice guy. That means, yeah, we're friends. No, but the point is, it doesn't matter how you do things based on your functional order of your personality. It's about how do you feel when you're doing them, and what are your thoughts while you are feeling these different things that are eventually going to determine the way you behave and the way that you speak to them, with them. No, it's not the same when you text, because when people can't hear your voice and they can't see your face and they can't feel your body language, they don't really know the majority, the bulk of what it is that you need to communicate with them in order for them to truly understand everything about the situation. And so when you have all of the information relevant to the situation in the beginning, then you synchronize, you synergize, and as you move through whatever project you're involved in with that person, you can ask questions and say, wait a minute, okay, hold on, stop. This situation, is it this or that? Then the other person will be like, you know what? I think it's actually this. So let's go ahead and see, do a few things, try a few things. Oh, great. There it is. Okay, now let's keep going. There does not have to be an impediment. Any potential stumbling block is, in fact, a stepping stone. Okay, so now when we come back, I'm going to be talking about the differences between people. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS.
Same words, different meaning. Same moment, different seeing. You think it's them, they think it's you. But there's a deeper point of view. You said it straight, they took it wrong. Now you're wondering what went on. Same sentence, different weight. Now you're standing in debate. You call it honest, they feel hit. You move fast, they need to sit. You think silence means they don't care. They think space means you're aware. It's not the words, it's how they land. It's not the fight, it's what they can't explain in ways you recognize. 'Cause you're not seeing through their eyes. That's of synergy, understanding what you don't see. Same words but a different code, different minds on a different road. That's the power when it finally clicks. Not about wrong.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. I decided that I wanted relationships to be the real crux of what I coached people in life about, because no matter what it was that they were having, a focus maybe issue or a failure to quite reach their goal, it generally revolves around a relationship that was either distracting them or confusing them or overwhelming them. And they really and truly did feel impotent and incompetent. Yeah, it made them ignorantly indifferent. They didn't even want to know how to solve the situation. So when I reminded people that, yeah, people are the key to true success in life, because when we unite, we synchronize, we synergize, we empower each other, we facilitate each other. Yeah, but you know what? You do need to understand. And this, again, I said it in the beginning, and I'll say it again. The exact same behavior can mean five different things when five different people are doing it, or the same sentence can mean 10 things. Yeah, depending on how it's said. Well, yeah, sense stress, modulation, volume and pausing, intonation, inflection. We have an ability to express ourselves verbally that, you know what, technology just doesn't afford us that. Yet, I'm sure artificial intelligence is going to try and do that, but it's not the same thing, and you know that. Now, if you have a question or a comment, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, what I tell people is it's nice to deal with the situation, the elements in the situation. Those are what I call the effect of the cause, right? Cause and effect. These are the things that are in the situation. That's the topic. But what's the cause? The cause is the actual issue. But wait a minute. The problem, that's the source of the issue. Okay, so let's take a closer look. We got to peel away the layers that are the elements, and we have to kind of sort and sift through all of the factors. When you understand people that, yeah, personalities are different for a reason, because the world needs everything to be done. And again, ask yourself, what's worse, doing what you're not or not doing what you are? You know what? Doing what you're not means you're taking away someone else's opportunity to do that particular thing that they are. Okay, but then not doing what you are is actually suffocating you. It's like drowning yourself, because you aren't giving yourself the freedom and the opportunity to experience life as it really and truly would be, the highest quality version for you. Yeah, I raised my three children three completely different ways, because I knew by the time they were a year old what their personalities were. Yeah, I got flack for it, but you know what? I never regretted it, and they never had a hard time with each other the way other siblings did, because they knew my oldest was my favorite food, my middle son was my favorite song, and my daughter's my favorite movie. They were all priceless, invaluable, so special to me that nothing in the world could compare to them. And when you know that the differences between you and the people that you're with are what afford you that potential to synergize with them, to facilitate them, yeah, maybe you'll be more open to the idea of maybe they have abilities or talents. Maybe I have gifts, wow, that are really important in the world, and I need to find out what they are. And then I need to communicate them with people so that when people are with me, they can say, "You make my life better." Okay, here's another rhetorical question. Do you believe that there's more joy in giving than in receiving? Yeah, that's an important question, because now everything is me first, most, best. We're very competitive and we are very defensive. And okay, so when I ask people, let's look at not just the topic, but not the issue even, because we got to get to the problem. We can resolve issues, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know that when we actually have the motivation to stay in that synergy, working together, because what we create for each other and with each other is so important to the world and us individually, right, that we can say, what really is the problem? I tell people there's really only three things. You know what? You're off center. Okay, that means you got to get yourself back into a high quality state. Or maybe what you're doing is low function for your personality. Well, maybe that activity has triggered something from your past experience, right? That's an issue that you have separate from the activity that you're doing. Now, that's a relief when you can say to yourself, really, is it about me being off center in this moment? I can tell the people in my life, give me some time to get back to a high quality state of myself, version of myself. Or if you say, look, the bottom line is what I'm doing right now, it's like running uphill barefoot in the snow for me. I cannot do this in a very high quality way for a very long time. So we have options here. Do you want to just put up with me doing the best that I can, but it's never going to be past a certain level of quality? Or do you want to do it? Well, great. There's this, the problem solved right there. Most of the time, people love it when you let them be who they organically are and then say, you being the true to you version of yourself has made the world a better place. There's very little that you could say that would be better than that. You know what? Maybe it's an issue. Okay, so then you do need to look at something else that's not about the situation and it's not about the elements of the people in that situation. It's a totally separate topic that you need to discuss. And that's going to take time. Knowing that when you say to people, this is going to take time, they will be patient with you. You know what? Most of the time they will, if you treat them with appreciation and respect and trust. It's an art, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful ability, respect, trust, dynamic that is your whole soul. Those things are not mutually exclusive. They are indelibly intertwined and they feed off of each other. So when you say to people, you know what? I am imperfect and I'm struggling. Most of the time, just as our human nature, our response is to say, how can I help you? How can I encourage you and support you? Yeah, let's think about the letters of your personality. Okay, so I'm just going to go over them real quick because we're going to take another break in about 2 minutes here. But think about the first letter of your personality is your social energy. The second letter is your general focus. The third letter is how you make decisions. And the fourth letter is how you carry out those decisions. Now, on my website, life-synergy-coaching.com, you can see my book. You can find my book. It's Embrace Your True Nature, about those four dichotomies and how to determine which one is yours in each option. The first one, you're either an introvert or an extrovert. The second one, you're either sensory or intuitive. The third one, you're either a thinker or a feeler. And the fourth one, you're a perceiver or a judger. Most people, unfortunately, answer the test questions when they go to a professional or an expert based on what they currently do. No, it's not based on what you currently do, because your lifestyle right now might not be truly indicative of who you are. You might be stifling yourself or inhibiting yourself. So ask yourself these questions that we're going to get into more detail about your function when we come back. What is easiest and most pleasurable and that I do very well naturally of all of these letters? That's how you know who you are. So we're going to take one more break real quick. And again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. When we come back, I'm going to explain the levels of functionality. That's going to be the key to really knowing who you are. Thank you for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
That's the power of synergy.
You read the moment, missed the mind. You judge the move, ignore the design. Every action has a base. Every person has a pace.
16 ways to take it in, 16 ways to lose or win. What feels normal in your frame to someone else is not the same. You stop reacting, start to see there's a pattern to identity. And when you learn the way they move, you know exactly what to do. That's the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see, same words but a different code. Synergy.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, relationship coach. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and you know what? My message really hasn't changed. You need to be a very high quality version of whatever you naturally, organically are. When I was 7 years old, my teacher gave a test, right, to the class about our personalities, and I suspected my mother had paid her from the shrinks that wanted to figure out what was wrong with me. What the hell? I was just going to answer the questions honestly and write the whole thing off. When I found out that I was an INTP, the way that it was explained to me, oh my God, not only was it accurate, but it was okay. There was nothing mentally wrong with me. I just happened to be unlike most people. Yeah, I was different, but you know what? According to the results, that was okay too. In fact, it was better than okay. It was wonderful. Wow, there was nothing wrong with me. And people who really understood what it was about, life, what life was about, they appreciated me. They liked me. No matter what my mother and all those stupid people with letters after their names were telling me, no, people actually did like the fact that I was insightful because I was an intuitive thinker. Wow, but the fact that I was an introvert didn't mean I was socially defective or retarded. It actually just meant that I wanted to be alone with people when I was spending quality time with them. I didn't need to be in large groups and I didn't need to yell to be heard. I was willing to wait for people to listen to me. Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, now let's go into just some of the details of how you can figure out your functional order. Now, I'm just going to grab random profiles. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and take the profile or just get my book off my website, because you can go ahead and do that. And it's an audiobook too. Most people don't even want to read anymore. They want to hear me reading it to them. So you can go ahead and get that off my website. So let's just take an ESFJ and an INTP and let's see, an ISTP and an ESTJ. Okay. So the last letter of your personality, the P or the J, is going to determine which of the two middle letters is extroverted. Okay. So for an ESFJ, the J means that the third letter is going to be extroverted. For an INTP, it means the P means that the second letter is going to be extroverted. That means that the other letter of the personality is going to be introverted. So for the ESFJ, if the F is extroverted, then the S is introverted. And for the INTP, if the N is extroverted, then the T is introverted. Well, that's simple, right? J is a judging, well, making decisions, that's judging. And P is perception, gathering and processing information. That's a perceptive activity. But the nice thing is that even if one of your letters is introverted, the other is extroverted, you still are going to do both. How about an ISTP? Now, keeping in mind, again, the P means the second letter is going to be extroverted. That means the sensing will be extroverted. So then the thinking is introverted. And an ESTJ, the J means that the third letter is extroverted. The thinking is extroverted. So the sensing is introverted. That's simple. Okay. Now, what that means is if you have your introverted and extroverted activities, your first letter is just going to tell you which one you like to do more. Period. Yeah, for an ESFJ, the extroverted feeling is going to be their preferred activity because they're an extrovert. For an INTP, their introverted thinking is going to be their preferred activity because they're an introvert. Well, for an ISTP, yep, the thinking introverted is going to be their preferred. Their sensing will be extroverted. That means it's number two. And the ESTJ, if the T is extroverted, the S is introverted, yeah, then they're going to want to do the extroverted thinking. And the introverted sensing is number two on their list. So then what about the other two letters that, ladies and gentlemen, we still have to do activities that we don't like? Well, the nice thing about nature is balance. So for an ESFJ, if their extroverted feeling is number one and their introverted sensing is number two, yeah, then you know what? We're going to go ahead and look at the intuition and thinking that we don't want to do. The polar opposite of extroverted feeling is introverted thinking. So if they love extroverted feeling, they're pretty much going to hate introverted thinking. And if, yeah, introverted sensing is number two, the opposite of that would be extroverted intuition. That's number three. How about an INTP? If their introverted thinking is dominant, that means extroverted feeling is the worst. We call that inferior, number four. And if their intuition is extroverted, then their sensing is introverted. That's number three. So one, two, three, and four. The words for those, to describe those, the number one thing you want to do is your dominant function. The number two thing is your auxiliary. The third one is tertiary. And the last one, the bottom one, is inferior. Yeah, so let's pull the ISTP again. So if the ISTP has the dominant introverted thinking and the auxiliary extroverted sensing, then we have the polar opposite of introverted thinking, again, is extroverted feeling. So their inferior would be extroverted feeling. And you know what? Then that also means the polar opposite of their extroverted sensing is introverted intuition. That's tertiary. Now, do you understand that if you have to do things that are not your personality, you have to do them in a very carefully calculated way so that you're not turning off what is your nature in order to engage in something that, you know what, it's just not really you. You still have to do it. Do it in the way of your personality or for the reason of your personality. Okay, so for an ESFJ, if we're talking about extroverted feeling, yeah, they have to do introverted thinking. You know what? Their introverted sensing has that same social orientation. So yeah, let's think about the potential for sensing activities that they could engage their thinking function. Because if they're going to be doing sensory things, they could do them in a thinking way while they're having an introverted inclination. Even if they're an extrovert, they can still do introverted things. Or how about for an INTP? You know what? Their tertiary introverted sensing, it's tough. So what do they also do that's introverted? Thinking. If they're doing sensing activities in a thinking way or for a thinking reason, they're more willing to continue to do, yeah, those sensing activities that are, they're so bad at. I'm so bad at it. And so you know what? If you understand that you are going to be good at some things and bad at others, there's still ways you can do it. Find out what other people are good at and say to them, look, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm bad at. How about you? Let's figure out who can do which thing and how much time we are going to be healthy while we're doing these different things in these different ways so that we're never putting a burden on each other past what we have to, because we understand and we accept, we appreciate, respect, and trust our differences. That's how we synchronize, to synergize. We unite, not only in the activities that we're doing together, but for the purpose, the motives, the intentions, we unify. Yep, you got to play it safe. S-A-F-E. Strength, ability, flexibility, endurance, those are all things that we need in relationships. And it's always a good return on the investment when you put your time and effort into people. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy. My website, again, is life-synergy-coaching.com. My books are Embrace Your True Nature, The Self-Actualization Workbook, and Till Death Do Us Part is Marriage Practical. Yeah, go ahead, check out my website. And again, if you ever want to call into the station, 888-627-6008. We'll see you here the same time next week. Thank you for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS. Understanding them.
It's not about winning arguments. It's about knowing what matters to them. You want better relationships? Then read deeper. You want real change? Start with you. Same words, different meaning. Same truth, different seeing. Not conflict, misread signs. Different wiring, different minds. Power of synergy. Not guessing, not reacting, understanding that synergy.